Scotty K. Show on US 99.
Anytime I have an opportunity to bring a Chicago legend and a piece of Chicago history to you, I'm going to do that. So before I get to our special guest today, I got a package in the mail that is, it had a piece of Chicago history in it, and I got it from a very unexpected place. But to talk about it, if you have been listening to US 99 since forever, you're going to know this name. And if you are new to US 99, this is a name that you should know, because in the 40 years that we've been on the air as US 99, for about three decades, somebody that's done more for country music in Chicago, in my opinion, anybody else, is one of the most recognized names. But the Chicago legend and the Country Radio Hall of Famer, Trish Biondo. Hey, Trish.
Hi, Scotty. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to talk. I have such, pride in being able to sit in this chair, knowing that you've been in this chair as well. So, like, to me, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in the chair that Trish Biondo sat in.
I love that you're sitting in the chair. I love listening to you and watching everything that you're doing. Congratulations.
Well, you truly have done so much for this station and to build it to what it is today. So none of us would be here without you, which we're going to get to a little bit of that in a second. But the package I got in the mail, I wanted to call it and get you on the phone, because I got a package from a buddy who was in Knoxville, Tennessee. And he was at a thrift shop. He was like just searching around for random stuff. And he sent me a picture and he said, I found this t-shirt from US 99. Do you know when it's from? And I looked, I was like, I don't know, but you have to send it to me and we're going to figure it out. And this picture of the shirt, I think I sent it to you, right, Trish?
Yes.
This logo, I'm going to hold it for the camera here. I did some Googling, and I don't know if you know this, there's something called Logopedia. It's like Wikipedia for logos.
No, is it really? No, I didn't know.
Yeah, so they said it was from like 1990 to 1996 was this logo of the shirt that he found in this random Knoxville, Tennessee thrift shop. Isn't that crazy?
It was around here. I might have put it there, but Knoxville, though, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's wild. So I have it here, and I was like, who better to talk about the 90s on this amazing station than you? Because I know that, I mean, what an amazing time for this station and this city and country music in the 90s, right?
Oh, it was. It was just an explosion. I feel like we had great artists, great music, great listeners, a staff at USNN that loved what we did, just great venues, clients, like kind of all around. Everything was wonderful, and it made it a really special time.
I do have another surprise for you. So I want to get a little nostalgic, because this radio has evolved over the years in so many different ways. And one of my favorite things is to listen to like old school radio stuff. And Trish, I found some old US 99 jingles from 1996. I thought it would be fun for everybody to take a little journey down memory lane with us. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's listen.
All right, I want to come back in 3 minutes and we're going to play these old jingles from the 1990s. Like, this is going to be so fun. It's 3 minutes away on US 99.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
This is going to be so fun. So moments ago, you heard I found this piece of Chicago history. A buddy of mine found a shirt from the 1990s that had the US 99 logo on it in a random thrift shop in Knoxville. And I posted this on our Instagram right now, US 99 Chicago. You can see the video. But I also have the Chicago legend in radio here. There are about three decades of US 99 you could have listened to. Trish Biondo is here. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Scotty.
All right, are you ready? So I found these US 99 jingles from 1996. And I think we're going to go in a little time machine here and listen to these. And I thought it'd be fun to do it together. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's listen.
Here's the first one.
Hot new country, US 99.
Amazing. I feel like I'm in a 90s infomercial. Let's do this one. Here's the second.
Hot new country, WUSN, Chicago.
Country.
I think hot and new was also, in case competitors came in, we were branded as, even though we were legendary, we were new too.
Yeah, well, that's what's on this shirt too. It says US 99 and then it says Chicago's hot new country. All right, let's see. Don't worry, I have more, Trish. Here we go.
Chicago's hot new country, WUSN.
Chicago. Yeah, I know, I love it. That's
Is it taking
funny.
You back?
Yes, absolutely.
I love this. And if you are new to US 99, just know that this station has so much history, and you and I are taking this journey back together. Let's do two more here.
Chicago's hot new country, 99.5 WUSN.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember that one good. That's great.
If you can, I don't know about you. I'm dancing to them. Are you doing a little shimmy shake or something?
Are you US 99? Then we had to be 99.5. Then we went back to US 99.
Oh my God. This is so... Okay, last one. This is so fun.
Chicago's hot new country. Woo! 99.5 WUSN.
Wow. Boy, that was a great one. Maybe Marcy's singing that one.
I know. I was going to say, that one had some soul. What was that like? That was like
that's a little bit of Chicago blues in there. That's good.
Oh, can we? I'm going to do that one again here.
Chicago's hot new country. Woo-hoo. 99.5 WUSN.
Yeah, that one was like straight out of Kingston Mines, you know?
Right, exactly.
Oh, that was fun. Trisha, I don't know. I just want to thank you for coming on and all you've done. And I do want people to understand the history of this radio station. And I can't do that without you, who not only a big part of the radio station, but Country Radio Hall of Fame. You're a Hall of Famer. I mean,
you know, it's funny. I just got back from Nashville. I was there for the Country Music Hall of Fame inductees for this year. And it was fun.
So cool. I thought that would be a fun trip down memory lane.
It was great, Scotty. I love it. Thank you for having me on. It's so much fun to see, you know, be a part of it.
You'll always be a part of US 99, Trish. And thank you for all you've done to allow us to do what we do.
What a great radio station to be a part of. Everyone before me, everybody was there with me, and all of you guys that are there now. It's just a great legacy. Bringing great country music to Chicagoland.
The legend, Trish Biondo. Thank you, Trish. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Scotty.
Trish Biondo, how cool is that? She was on my radio show. All right.